time last year, we were all reeling from the shock of the economy tanking. A year later, with most still trying to cope, there's a sense that many of us are getting in touch with the spirit of Bob Cratchit, Charles Dickens' struggling but admirable everyman in A Christmas Carol. But is striving to be Bob Cratchit a good idea? WBUR's Andrea Shea today explores that question in this report.
Bob Cratchit is the eternal optimist, the enduring everyman, the frugal family guy who's just happy to have a job, some love, and some figgy pudding for the holidays.
Hello! Well, Mrs. Cratchit, it is a wonderful pudding it is.
He's got such a huge heart, and I think that's what sustains him through it all.
Actor Edward Barker plays the role of Cratchit in this production of A Christmas Carol, now running at the new Repertory Theater in Watertown. He says this year he's seeing a lot more Bob Cratchits out in the real world, himself included.
I think we are Bob Cratchits, you know, unless we've got a lot of money, but even then, never know when that's going to go.
So being Bob Cratchit-like helps. The frugality movement has long embraced Cratchit's anti-materialism.
We are people who believe that enjoying life and spending less is a great way to live.
Louise Riley Sacco is co-creator of The Frugal Yankee, a website, radio show, and podcast about thrifty living. And believe me, she's serious.
I cut dryer sheets in thirds.
Riley Sacco met me at Target to talk about the rise of frugality and Bob Cratchit. She says Cratchit and his family have been in a recession their whole lives.
You know, the Bob Cratchits of the world are the ones that are having a wonderful holiday and barely noticed that there's a recession on because they never spent a ton of money. They always focused on what was important to them and focused on their family and on the holiday.
But Dr. Stephen Cooper, a psychoanalyst, says that's an idealized view of Bob Cratchit, especially when put up against his character foil in A Christmas Carol, the real star of the show, Scrooge.
Cratchit's so earnest, so loving, that I think in some ways he feels kind of unreachable, even for the most generous of us. Whereas Scrooge, no matter how small a part it is of us, we all have access to our own grouchiness and our own selfishness.
Cratchit is an archetype, Cooper says, and should be analyzed like one.
Being a psychoanalyst, a lot of weird things pop into my mind, like he's sort of like a transcendent figure in his ability to forgive people. But other things too, like, you know, what's up with taking all this stuff from Scrooge and whether his loyalty or devotion almost gets in the way of having any degree of self-interest. And there is a part of me that wants to kind of grab him by the shirt collar and say, come on, buddy, why don't you ask this guy for a raise?
Cratchit does ask Scrooge for the day off on Christmas, though. Here's that scene from the 1951 classic version of A Christmas Carol.
"'Tis only once a year, sir. It's a poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December.
Yes, sir. I'm sure I'm very sorry, sir, to cause you such an inconvenience. It's the family more than me, sir. They put their hearts into Christmas, as it were, sir.
Yes, and put their hands into my pockets, as it were, sir. I suppose you'd better have the whole day, but be back all the earlier next morning."
"I will indeed, sir. Thank you, sir. It's more than generous of you, sir."
But even Scrooge himself, or at least Paul Farwell, the actor who plays Scrooge in the new Repertory Theater's production of the play, sympathizes with the real Cratchits of our time.
It's really hard to be Bob Cratchit. It's really hard, and it's hard to be many people in our society today who have to get up and go to a job that they don't really like to provide for families because the alternative is just too horrible to think about.
But let's not forget, at the end of A Christmas Carol, everything turns up rosy for Cratchit and Scrooge after Scrooge is given a glimpse of Cratchit's all-too-real poverty. Scrooge then strives to be more loving and selfless, like his humble employee. As for the rest of us, we'll just have to see how our Cratchit-like sensibilities pay off, not just at Christmas time, but all year long. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
I don't know what to do. I'm as light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man. I've never... A Merry Christmas, Ebenezer! You old humbug!